This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told an emergency meeting of the Security Council on Friday why he invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter for the first time since 1971.
We are at a breaking point. There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences.
The UN Secretary General told the Security Council Hamas's brutality against Israelis on October 7th, quote, can never justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. Some of the about 200,000 Israelis evacuated from communities near the borders with Gaza and Lebanon say they have nowhere to return to after their homes were bombed or burned by Hamas militants on October 7th. They've been living in hotels and guest houses for 2 months now. Linda Grantstein reports from near Jerusalem.
Many fled their homes immediately after the Hamas attack with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Volunteers mobilized to collect and distribute thousands of cartons of clothing, toys, and household items for the evacuee centers. Children have been integrated into local schools, and a nursery school has been opened inside the hotel. One of the teachers says the children seem calmer and happier now, 2 months after the October 7th attack. The Israeli evacuees say they are anxious to move back home, even though they recognize that it may take a long time, if ever, to feel safe in their homes again. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ma'alea Chamisha, Israel.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday told soldiers who had fought in the Ukraine war that he would run for president again in the 2024 election. Putin, who was handed the presidency by Boris Yeltsin on the last day of 1999, has already served as president for longer than any other ruler of Russia since Joseph Stalin. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UK says it has paid Rwanda hundreds of millions of dollars for a blocked asylum deal. No flights have taken off. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is under pressure to explain why the government has paid Rwanda $300 million as part of the blocked plan. The total's almost twice the amount Britain previously said it had paid, all without a single person being sent to the East African country. Under the agreement, migrants who reach Britain across the English Channel would be sent on a one-way trip to Rwanda. Last month, Britain's Supreme Court ruled the plan illegal, but Sunak has pledged to press on. The British government says it's paid a further large sum to Rwanda in the 2023-24 financial year, and there's more to come. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Australia and Papua New Guinea are physically separated by just a few kilometers of sea in the Torres Strait, and a new wide-ranging security accord brings them closer together politically. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australia says it will help train thousands of new police officers in Papua New Guinea as part of a bilateral security deal signed Thursday. The deal comes amid growing competition for influence in the region between Australia and its Western allies on one hand and China on the other. Papua New Guinean Prime Minister James Marape said the historic accord didn't mean his country was picking between China and the West. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
A woman has been arrested in Atlanta, accused of trying to burn down the historic birthplace of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Witnesses tell local media they spotted the 26-year-old woman on the front porch of the historic home Thursday evening, dressed in all black, holding a red gasoline can, dousing the building with the liquid. A tourist from Utah, Zach Kempf, told reporters they asked the woman what she was doing, and she picked up a lighter, so they blocked her from getting back to the building and detained her until police arrived. Police say these tourists saved a jewel of the city, the birthplace of Dr. King. The woman is charged with second-degree attempted arson, and the King Center's thanking the Good Samaritans who thwarted the incident and offered prayers for the suspect. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The International Olympic Committee says some Russian athletes will be allowed to compete at the 2024 Paris Olympics. The decision removes the option of a blanket ban due to the invasion of Ukraine. It confirms moves the IOC started 1 year ago to reintegrate Russia and its military ally Belarus into global sports. The IOC says eight Russians and three from Belarus in individual sports have so far qualified for Paris. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.